This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with Army head football coach Jeff Munkin, who's looking for athletes from all over the United States to play at West Point. But first, Melissa Rivers filed a lawsuit against a clinic in New York City where her mom, Joan Rivers' heart stopped beating and she later died. The lawsuit claims medical malpractice, alleging that during the 20 minutes doctors tried to bring the comedian back to life, they did not think to perform a tracheotomy, which facilitates breathing. Melissa also sued Joan's personal doctor, who she says should not have been permitted in the room where the procedure was being performed. Experts say people who hear voices in their heads should talk back. Researchers also found that 1 in 25 people hears voices regularly, and that up to 40% of the population will hear voices at some point in their lives. Experts say people should talk back to those voices because it helps them have control over the voices and deal with them. Single New Yorkers are or were searching for someone to snuggle with ahead of Snowmageddon 2015, a supposedly historic snowstorm hitting the Northeast region. Well, it did hit Boston and the rest of New England, but spared most of New York. One ad posted by a single 26-year-old man with an athletic build who lives in the West Village in New York City shared that he's seeking a snow day makeout buddy, while another male got more detailed. His post reads, "As we sit on the brink of a major snowstorm and prepare for a nearly shutdown New York City, I'm seeking a single 20 or 30-something female who shares my excitement for snow days and wants to recreate the semi-romantic, mildly productive yet equally fun adult version. I'm talking endless movies, cookies, whiskey, and red wine, occasional walk on a strictly as-needed basis, potential igloo making in a private garden, and making out. The latter part obviously depends on attraction and compatibility. Don't hold back your excitement. It's a snow day." A man named Phil shared in his ad that he's seeking any girl to cuddle who really likes to hang out in Smithtown. Another man from New Jersey wrote, "Seeking snuggle buddy for upcoming blizzard. We'll make you pancakes and coffee and hot chocolate all day. You'll also get my Netflix password. I have lots of thick blankets and interesting books to read if we get snowed in." A 47-year-old woman seeking a snow friend wrote, "Looking for someone interesting to platonically chat with during the snow and see where it goes." Another 29-year-old male shared a photo of himself flexing with the message, "What's up, ladies? Snowing outside. I can make it snow inside, too. Out partying and looking to keep it going. Open-minded and looking for a hot time. Send pics and I'll send you mine." I hope they all had a wonderful time. Facebook and Instagram were back online after at least a 45-minute outage early in the morning this week. Facebook, Instagram, AIM, HipChat, and Tinder crashed, and a hacker group known as the Lizard Squad claimed responsibility for the outage in the USA, Asia, and other regions. It happened about 2 in the morning Eastern Time. Facebook went online shortly thereafter, along with Instagram. Doctors are warning the turkey slurpee stunt, which is growing in popularity on the internet, is actually dangerous. The trick involves slurping up slices of cold-cut meat very quickly. But several people, mostly teens, who tried the trick have ended up in the hospital. Doctors say the trick is dangerous and could lead to choking, a seizure, or even brain damage. Seems like you'd have to have brain damage just to try it. Millions of little girls are so concerned about being overweight, they're resorting to dieting before they're even 7 years old. Research showed that 1 in 4 children dieted before turning 7, and a whopping 80% of 10-year-old girls had already been on a diet over fears about their looks. The study also found that 1/3 of boys from 6 to 8 years old also want to be thinner. Researchers found that boys' body concerns and risky behavior can go unnoticed because dieting is not traditionally seen as one of their concerns. The study blamed the trend on unrealistic body images in the media. And children who are unhappy with their bodies are more likely to struggle with low self-esteem, depression, and eating disorders. You like ham sandwiches and beer? Well, the unappetizing truth about some of our favorite foods is revealed in a new book. The new book debunks food myths, and it reveals what's really in ham. The book explains that ham is made by taking the meat from the muscles of a pig's hind legs, which is then injected with a saline solution which preserves it, makes it juicier, and boosts its value by adding weight. It's eventually churned for several hours, then cooks, which helps form the ham. The book also explains that you can swallow chewing gum because it comes out of the other end. And the one ingredient used to make beer that many don't know is red seaweed. Americans are expected to eat 1.25 billion chicken wings during Super Bowl Sunday. The National Chicken Council says the 1.25 billion will tie the record set last year when the Seattle Seahawks beat the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 48. Ranch dressing topped the annual survey of what Americans prefer to dip their wings in for the third year in a row, beating out blue cheese and barbecue sauce. The Super Bowl binge. Americans eat 2,400 calories of junk food during the big game. That's right. Americans are expected to eat 2,400 calories of junk food during the Super Bowl this Sunday. The Calorie Control Council made the estimate from a list of popular food items purchased for game day. The 2,400 calories are equal to a slice of pizza, four cans of beer, one serving of chicken wings, one serving of fried chicken, a portion of nachos with a slice of cheesecake, a milkshake, and fries. Overall, it's estimated Americans eat 1 billion chicken wings, 11 million slices of pizza on Sunday, and 11 million pounds of potato chips over Super Bowl weekend. And antacid sales are expected to increase by 20% on the Monday after the big game. And thanks to gambling website BetOnline.com, you can now place a wager on Katy Perry's boobs making a cameo during her Super Bowl performance on Sunday. What are the odds? Gamblers actually stand to lose money if the Dark Horse diva brings out her breasts. However, if she keeps it PG, you will receive $350 for every dollar you bet. The head football coach at West Point is Jeff Munkin. I ran into him recently at a charity event.
How difficult is it for you to go from a regular college program to an exceptional college program like West Point, but where you don't do the same kind of recruiting that you can do at other universities and colleges?
Well, number one, it's an honor to be here at West Point and be the coach. It's just an unbelievable academic institution. I'm so proud to be a part of West Point, the history, the tradition, and the development of these young men and women who are going to be servants to our nation, people that will go out and lead other men and women. And, you know, it is a unique situation. I had the good fortune of having some academy experience, though it being a different academy. And I felt like that really helped me be prepared for this job and just the uniqueness of the recruiting and the coaching here. But I'll tell you, in recruiting, it is eerily similar to a traditional school. The battles you get into, particularly with our sister academies, and it's a lot of fun. It's fun to be able to bring guys to campus and introduce them to this great opportunity and to see them come here and be a part of West Point.
How does it actually work? Are you able to seek players, or do you have to wait till they meet the academic requirements and then try to pull them over to the football team?
For most of our student athletes that play football, their first introduction to West Point is when a football coach walks through the door. So it's very much like traditional recruiting. And from there, we start the interview process and the evaluation. Do they have the grades to be able to compete academically? Do they have the quality of character that it takes to be an officer in the United States military? And if either of those boxes we can't check yes, then we move on to the next guy. But they've got to have all three. Certainly, we want to find great young men who will serve their nation, who can compete at one of the finest academic institutions in the world, and we want to field a championship football team, one that has an opportunity to win every time we play. All three of those things are important, and that's not easy to find, and that's why we've got to scour the entire nation, and we recruit all over the country, and we have such a great team, a makeup of guys from East Coast, West Coast, North, South. Really, really awesome to be a part of a team like that.
And, you know, I was at all the home games this year, and I noticed there's license plates for Army supporters from almost every state in the nation on any given Saturday. So the support for the Army team is there, whether they're former West Point cadets or just people that were in the Army or just rooting for Army. So do you feel that support in the community?
Oh, everywhere we go. We've got players from right here in Newburgh, and we've got players from all the way in Seattle, Los Angeles, Miami, the every corner of this country, and it's a lot of fun. And to be there on Saturday and to see those people all head to West Point to cheer on their team, it's fantastic. Everywhere we go, West Point's a recognizable name. It's a name brand that is respected around the country and around the globe, and what a thrill it is to be a part of it.
One final question. What's it going to take for you and the Army team to beat Navy after a dozen years of being on the losing end?
I thought we had a great opportunity to win the game this year. And unfortunately, there were a couple plays in the game that we didn't make, and you got to make those plays, and that's the bottom line. And we will, as we go through this program, we'll develop the toughness that we need, the togetherness, continue to play with great effort, and get more and more talented players each year by doing a great job of evaluating and getting the right people in here. As we do that, the team will improve, our program will improve. We're going to be champions, I'm sure of it.
Well, Coach, I've heard nothing but great things about you and your leadership, and obviously you feel the same way about being at West Point. So all the best in 2015.
Thank you so much. Beat Navy.
With Army football coach Jeff Munkin, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This bruising forward is the only player in NHL history with more than 600 goals and 2,000 penalty minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a rocket.
He's also the modern leader in Gordie Howe hat tricks, an unofficial stat for having a fight, an assist, and a goal in one game. So where is Brendan Shanahan now? Brendan is retired to the NHL's front office, where he's the league top enforcement official. He's responsible for doling out suspensions and fines for any sort of serious rough stuff. And he knows all about that.
And now Shanahan,
fresh air
on the center of the garden.
Remember, Brendan, half the game is mental. The other half is being mental. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
When you do have to work on an old bike, it's way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on.
And as always,
some people think it's cool, some people think it's stupid.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. What do we got here?
Used to be a 1980 Heritage Softail. It's not soft anymore. Strutted out the fenders, but put a little springy seat on it. Milwaukee should have done springy seats and no suspension. That's way better than that crap they had underneath there. We just took everything off of it that wasn't essential. Way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on. Then when you do have to work on an old bike, it's less stuff to take off to get to it. Stick your head down in there and say, oh, that's what the problem is. I'll have to take off 1,000,000 covers first. It might get a little complicated. I don't have any experience doing that, but we'll figure it out.
What are you doing this winter?
Some people think it's cool. Some people think it's stupid.
American Biker Minute.
You don't learn unless you try.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.